Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Vital Voices: The Power of Women Leading Change Around the World by Elise Nelson, is a nonfiction leadership book centered on women's global activism, economic advancement, and civic participation. Written by the president and a co-founder of Vital Voices Global Partnership, the book combines organizational history with profiles of women leaders from many countries and sectors. Its purpose is not merely to celebrate individual achievement, but to show how women's leadership can produce broader social outcomes such as stronger communities, better health, expanded opportunity, and greater respect for human rights. The book also introduces the Vital Voices Leadership Model, a framework drawn from the practices of women in the network. Rather than treating leadership as a private trait or a corporate technique, it presents leadership as relational, community-based, and action-oriented. This makes the book both a case for women-led change and a practical account of how networks can support leadership development at scale. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, women's leadership is framed as a driver of public progress, not a niche cause. A central argument of the book is that women's leadership should be understood as a matter of societal development, not only representation. Nelson connects women's education, earnings, health, and safety to broader outcomes such as prosperity, democratic stability, and human rights protection. This matters because it moves the discussion beyond symbolic inclusion and toward measurable public benefit. The book suggests that when women are given access to leadership and decision-making, the effects extend to families, local economies, and civic institutions. That framing is important in leadership writing because it places women's advancement in the realm of strategy and policy, not charity. In practical terms, the book argues that ignoring women's leadership means underusing a major source of talent and problem-solving capacity. The emphasis is therefore structural women are not described as exceptions to leadership systems, but as essential contributors to better systems. Secondly, the book uses real leadership stories to show how change is built in practice. Rather than relying on abstract theory, the book builds its case through stories of women working in government, social justice, entrepreneurship, and community development. This narrative approach gives the reader a clearer sense of how leadership operates under real constraints, including political resistance, limited resources, and social inequality. The examples are not included as isolated success stories. They function as evidence that leadership often begins with local action and expands through persistence, collaboration, and moral clarity. By grounding the argument in lived experience, Nelson makes the book more credible and more useful than a purely inspirational title. The reader sees how leadership is shaped by context and how impact often comes from sustained work rather than dramatic breakthroughs. This also highlights an important theme: change is collective. The women profiled do not simply advance themselves. They build organizations, train others, and create pathways for wider participation. Thirdly, Vital Voices Global Partnership is presented as a model for leadership development through networks. A distinctive part of the book is its explanation of Vital Voices as an organization, not just an idea. The book shows how the partnership was created to identify women leaders and equip them with skills, support, and international connections. This organizational dimension matters because it shifts the focus from individual talent to infrastructure. Nelson emphasizes training in management, business development, and leadership so that women can expand enterprises, strengthen advocacy, and create jobs in their communities. The underlying mechanism is network-building. Women gain access to peers, mentors, and opportunities that multiply their influence. This is a different model from top-down leadership training because it values distributed leadership and cross-border learning. The book therefore argues that leadership is most effective when institutions do more than admire women leaders. They actively invest in their growth and connect them to resources. That makes the book relevant to anyone interested in how movements and institutions scale impact. Fourthly, the Vital Voices leadership model translates women-led experience into 5 practical habits. One of the book's most useful contributions is the Vital Voices leadership model, which organizes leadership into 5 linked practices. These include having a driving force, maintaining strong roots in the community, connecting across divides, acting boldly with ideas, and paying it forward. The value of this framework is that it breaks leadership into observable behaviors instead of treating it as an undefined personality trait. A driving force gives direction, community roots keep leadership grounded in real needs, and crossing divides enables alliances that would not form otherwise. Bold ideas and bold action encourage innovation, while paying it forward turns leadership into a shared resource rather than a private advantage. Together, these principles present leadership as both ethical and practical. They also challenge narrow assumptions that leadership must be hierarchical or competitive. The model is especially relevant because it is derived from the experiences of women across many settings, but it is meant to be usable by leaders more broadly. Lastly, The book argues that empowering women is a strategic route to stronger institutions and economies, beyond inspiration. The book makes a policy-relevant case for why women's empowerment matters. It links women's participation to job creation, democratic engagement, and stronger community resilience. This is important because it positions women's advancement as an investment with wide returns rather than a limited equality initiative. The book repeatedly suggests that when women have tools, voice, and access, they can improve outcomes in government, civil society, and business. That broadens the reader's understanding of what empowerment means. It is not only about individual confidence, but also about removing barriers and building support systems. The book's practical implications are clear for readers in education, philanthropy, public policy, and nonprofit work, because it shows why leadership development for women should be treated as a long-term societal priority. In this way, the book stands at the intersection of leadership studies, gender equality, and global development. In conclusion, Vital Voices' Power of Women Leading Change Around the World is best suited for readers interested in women's leadership, global development, social entrepreneurship, nonprofit strategy, and civic change. It offers practical value for policymakers, educators, activists, business leaders, and anyone working to build inclusive institutions. The book is especially useful because it combines organizational history, personal testimony, and a clear leadership framework, rather than relying on one of those approaches alone. Readers who want a book that explains how leadership emerges through networks, shared purpose, and community-rooted action will find it more substantive than a standard inspirational account. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its global scope and its connection to a real movement with measurable organizing infrastructure. It does not merely celebrate women leaders. It explains how they are supported, how they collaborate, and why their leadership has broader social consequences. That makes the book both a source of insight and a guide to thinking more concretely about leadership as a force for public change. If you would like to support Elise Nelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.